I wanted to be the first one to hear your laugh today because I was the first one to hear your laugh 25 years ago. And I remember going into labor last night and then getting a pretty good night's sleep and waking up about 6:30 in the morning or 4:30 and telling Dad, Suzette, I'm having some labor pains. And he said, well, go back to sleep. It's too early. I'm not ready to get up yet. I said, Randy, it could be it. And he said, well, they're not close together. You know, you always think it's the first time is fast, and it's not. So I sat in the bathroom with our dog, Bo, and waited for him to get a little bit closer together. And then at 6:30, I finally woke him up, and I said, okay, let's go. So we called the doctor, and we rode to Tippenham, and we rode over every bump on Jank Road. And we got there on Halloween morning, and I labored away until 1:30. And you were born at 1:30, and it was such a magical time because you were my first one, and they had these sheer curtains around, and it was just Dad and you and me, and you started our first part of our family, and we had graham crackers and peanut butter and cranberry juice and celebrated, and you made me so happy that we had a family, and we named you Benjamin, and you just kept opening your eyes and looking up at me, and I remember thinking that you were thinking, I know everything about you because I've been listening for 9 months while I've been inside of you. But it was just a wonderful experience, and I owe you so much for giving me the chance to be a mother. And I love you. Happy birthday, Benjamin.